Okay, so the Philosopher's Stone decoded. So if you watch a series called Brotherhood, Full Metal Jacket, you'll see that everybody on there was looking for the Philosopher's Stone. And they were all doing witchcraft and sorcery and all that. So it was toward the very end, they even thought, well, if they sacrifice people, that's how they get this Philosopher's Stone. They want to transmute. They want to be able to transmute, and they do it. They think they do it by sacrificing themselves or people or someone else or something. One of them lost their arm, and the other one lost his body, and he had to walk around in a metal. He had to walk around in a piece of metal, you know. His soul was walking around in a piece of metal. It's a cartoon now. But there's a truth in this cartoon. And so they're all using sorcery and witchcraft to find the Philosopher's Stone. And at the very end, he gets taken up. The guy gets taken up into the source code, right? And the source code is God, but they don't show it on the cartoon as God. They show it as a being, you know, like a Buddha type being or something. And so he got taken up to source code, and he went through this door, and he had all these formulas that he was trying to solve, and he said, I'll give you one last formula. And the guy was scratching his head. He went in some kind of room, saw himself or his he might have saw his brother who lost his body or something. I forget now. It's been so long since I watched it. But he finally said, oh, I get it. The Philosopher's Stone relates to your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself, right? Love, it goes back to love God with all your heart. It's a new heart. Now, the cartoon is not going to tell you that you get a new heart by the gospel. And so he finally, the being let him go back to earth and actually gave back his brother's body so he didn't have to walk around in metal. The being restored a lot of stuff, and he came back to earth and he realized that it was all about love, you know, love in the heart, you know. Now, love and truth are combined. They're married, you know. You can't have love without truth, truth without love. But he came to the conclusion it was love. So it goes back to the heart. The Philosopher's Stone is a new heart. They're looking for it in some kind of stone or object or whatever. It's a new heart. The Philosopher's Stone is a new heart. That is the deal, people. Who cares about gold in the material realm? It's all about a new heart.